Welcome back to another Monday. It's Shiny Shine on the beat. You know me, easy. Like 1, 2, 3. That word. I deserve an Oscars. I deserve a Grammys for. I deserve something. That bar was just straight fire. Y'all can't tell me nothing. It's like, nah, it was pretty trash, but you know, I was trying to do something new, it didn't work, but it's okay. But what's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy Shiny Shine on another episode 3, February 8th, and we're gonna commit into the hot topics. I hope y'all had a good week though, for real. Cause I had a good week. Solid. It wasn't too bad. It was cold. It's still cold, but let's warm things up. This Sunday, yeah, the 14th, Valentine's Day. So, for all y'all couples out there, y'all lovebirds, want to say a special shout-out to all y'all couples out there, man. Happy Valentine's Day. I'll be spending Valentine's Day alone. Yes, y'all. But it's okay, though. It's okay. It's all good. But, you know, even the people that are single out there, show love. I mean, we kind of idealize, you know, Valentine's Day for the couples, like the married couple, you know, the couples. Like, nah, it's for single people too. Show yourself some love. Show yourself. You already know what I say. Self-love. Or show somebody else some love. Give them a gift. Say, hey, just checking up on you. I love you. I appreciate you. Happy Valentine's Day. Just do something like that. I know I will. You know, I'm gonna show me a lot of self-love. You know, I need it. But anyways, now let's talk about what we who's getting no love, and it's student debts. We don't love student debts, y'all. We despise them. We hate them. And Biden is trying to get rid of student debt. Hold on. Biden trying to get rid of student debt. Can we clap, please? Can we clap? Absolutely. Student debt? Can he do it? Can he get rid of student debt? Well, find out on the next episode of Sana. Hopefully he can do it, man, like on some for real stuff. That would be amazing if I can be debt free. You know, that'd be magnificent. But anyways, that's it for the hot topic. Now we got question for today. Shout out to Kiara Mullins. And her question is, do you think racial tensions in America are getting worse? Okay. First of all, I want to say thank you for the question. And shout out Kiara Mullins for giving me that question. So the answer to your question is yes, people. Yes. Kiara, yes. It's getting worse. It is definitely getting worse. Over the years, it's just getting worse. History repeating itself. Tensions is getting higher and higher. And we're just going to commence into the main topic. But one of the reasons to this, we don't respect each other. We don't respect each other. And that's the topic for today, respect. We don't respect each other. We judge each other. Instead of respect, we judge each other. I can't stand. I don't respect you because you've never been in my shoes. I don't respect you because I just don't like you. Like, I'm just going to judge you. I'm just going to discriminate you. We don't respect each other. And we definitely see this in the United States of America, but this happens everywhere. This happens around the world, y'all. We just don't respect each other. It's always a battle between something. Racism, ageism, genderism, religion, class, with money. If you're in the high class, the middle class, or the low class. Politics. For the U.S., you have to be a Democrat or a Republican. You can't be both. It's not possible to be both. And so we battle about that. I can't respect you because you were Republican. You probably voted for Trump. I can't respect you because you voted for Trump. I can't respect you because you were a Democrat. Shoot. We go to the simplest form. We can't respect each other with sports. Now, I'll be at fault at this. You know, to my Michigan fans. Ugh, see, there we go. I don't respect Michigan fans. But that's the simplest form. We don't respect each other. And that's an issue. It's a real issue that we face today that needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed. And y'all already know what I do. We gonna get into the Bible real quick. So, turn up your ears. In the Old Testament, it's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You know, someone disrespects you, you disrespect them back. I mean, that's how it was, you know. But in Matthew's chapter 7, verse 12, it's treat others how you want to be treated. And that just comes with respect. That's basically he's just saying, respect one another. Respect and treat others how you want to be treated. Guys, we got to respect each other. We got to. It's been too long that we disrespect each other. You know, and it ain't no point. It ain't no point in disrespecting each other. But we gonna commence into it. Respect causes embrace. Respect causes eliminate. And respect causes evolved. Embrace. This goes back to episode 2. We're embracing people on who they are. Respect helps you embrace that person. Respect helps you to understand what that person is. We go back to racism. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of disrespect because we don't understand people's shoes. We don't try to be in their shoes in the first place. We don't try to understand where they're coming from. And shoot, that don't even have to be. We don't even have to talk about racism. That happens in relationships. We can't understand where you're coming from. We can't be in your shoes. So we can't compromise. Or we can't click. And then the result of that is breakup, divorce. We're not together no more. So respect causes embrace. It causes you to accept somebody for who they are. To get to know someone. That's literally no matter what. We have to embrace. We have to accept people for who they are. And that's, you know, literally goes back to literally episode 2 of knowing the worth and value of somebody. Now, granted, if you know and you know a person is, you know, a jerk to you or just who just plainly doesn't like you, respect them. Okay, I respect you for not liking me. So by that, I'm not going to hang out with you. Deuces. Like, if it was that easy, y'all. If it was that easy. But that's literally accepting someone for who they are. You know, now I ain't telling you got to like everybody, but you got to respect them. Like, prime example. Shoot. Okay, let's just say this. You know, one of my friends is, her religion is Hinduism. Yeah, Hinduism. And so, I'm not about to disrespect her on a religion. Nah, I respect her. I respect her religion because that's her religion. That's who she. That's what's her religion. That's her culture. That's what she do. I'm not gonna disrespect her and then talk about, oh, Christians do this, Christians do that. Oh, you should believe in this Christian religion. No, I'm not about to force that on you. We got two different views. We see two different things. And because of that, I respect you for that. Now, I can, you know, we have a conversation, we have an argument about a religion. You know, I can respect you for your religion, but, you know, sometimes it comes to a point where you agree to disagree. And then you keep on moving forward. I respect them. Shoot. Next point. Eliminate. With respect, it eliminates. What does it eliminate, Sean? Well, I'll tell you. It eliminates judging. It eliminates disrespect. It eliminates inequality. It eliminates unfairness. It eliminates confusion. Because there's a lot of confusion in the world. It eliminates hate. When you have respect for someone, or you know who they are, it eliminates that judging. It eliminates that discrimination. Like I said, go back to the first example. If I know a person is a jerk and he's an asshole for real, I respect him because that's who they are. You know, I kind of get to know them, you know, okay, that's who they are. And, you know, they're not going to change. You know, that's who they are. Okay, I respect you. I'm going to keep my distance, but I respect you. And that's not going to make me judge them because I already know who they are. I'm like, oh, that guy's an asshole, but, you know, that's who he is. You know, I respect him for that. No, I'm just keep my distance because, you know, I know if I get closer to him, that's going to build conflict because I don't like assholes. So, like, okay. You know, it's not. I'm not going to judge him. I'm not going to disrespect him. I'm not going to be confused. I'm not going to have hate for him because I know what to expect from him. For him or her. Because I know who they are. And with the last thing, we evolve. We evolve, people. We build love. We create balance. We build peace. We create opportunities for the world. We create open doors. We can make the impossible possible and make the world a better place. Literally, y'all, it like my mind is blown. If we really respect each other, you know what? We can get so much done. We can fix so much problems that are little, but we're making it big for no reason. For no reason. We can fix a lot of damaged areas that are in our lives. We can fix places that are broken within ourselves, or within our family, within our household, within our work area, within our communities, our society, our country, our countries, the world. But it starts with us, y'all. It starts with us respecting one another. It starts with us embracing people for who they are. It starts to eliminate all negative energy. And it helps us evolve to become better. Literally. Let's start doing that, y'all. Everybody that's listening, I respect you. I don't know you, but I respect you. I respect you for who you are because that's who you are. Now, granted, we're all growing. Granted, we're not perfect. But I respect you. And I love you. Even though I don't know who you are, yes, you. I'm talking to you right now. I love you and I respect you. Keep on growing into the person that you want to be or that you need to be. Hit and reach your goals. But that's it, y'all. That is it for the main topic. We talked about respect. We talked about respect causes embrace, respect eliminates, and respect involves or involved. But that's it. We're going to commence into the call-in section. We have the first caller today. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Kate the Great. I'm from Cleveland.
Hey, shout out to Cleveland. Represent. So, period, young queen. And so, for today's episode, we were talking about respect. And so, my question for you is, do you show respect to people who you think doesn't deserve it?
Indeed, I do show respect to people who I feel like who doesn't deserve it. Because at the end of the day, somebody's carrying on a burden from either their life, their day, their week, or anything. And, you know, even though they're not showing that they don't deserve respect, I still respect people because I still treat them how I wouldn't want to be treated. Mm. And, you know, you gotta be nice to all people because you never know what kind of burdens they might be having with their life. Or they're just, everybody, what I've been learning about myself and life in general, I've just been learning that everybody's a part of the where they come from. Mm-hmm. So, indeed, I do give respect to everybody. Even though they don't deserve it. But everybody's deserving of it. Some people just maybe having a day or maybe, you know, just have the wrong outlook on life.
Period. Come on. We gotta... Yes. Yes, that answer, just perfect. But actually, thank you for calling in. And especially since you're the first caller, we just gonna make you the lucky caller for today. So if you got... Yay. If you got anything you want to promote, you want to shout out, go ahead. Let them know.
Hey, it's your girl, Kate the Great. So, I do have a YouTube. Y'all can subscribe to me, Kate the Great. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. It's the_beautiful_Kate. I do follow back. Yeah, just check me out. I be doing interviews. I talk about women wellness. I have my ladies talk. I do some vlogs. I do some personal stuff. I do all kinds of things. I do interview artists. And yeah, just check me out. Kate the Great.
Okay. So yeah, we definitely going to have to do some collabs here soon. Hold on. Yeah, that's some good. I definitely want to talk about, I want to do a special episode on women empowerment for women National Day. Like, I definitely want to do that. Or is it National Month? I think it's the month, not the day. Yeah, I think it's the month.
We got a whole month.
Yeah. Oh, that is next month. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Yeah, we definitely going to be talking. Hold on. Thank you for calling in and enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, I'm Amari, and I'm from Inglewood.
Hey, little sis, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. So for this episode today, we're talking about respect. And so one of the questions for today is respect important to you?
Yeah, I would say respect is important to me. Whether it's coming from me or from the people around me, I feel like the way that I was raised, I was just taught to respect everybody no matter what the situation is. And I feel like if the people around me can't respect me or others in the situation, I can't be around them.
That's on, period. But anyways, thank you for your answer. Thank you for calling in on the show. I really appreciate you for that.
I appreciate you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. So, you have a great week and enjoy today.
You too.
We have the last caller for today. Cara, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Hope Winchester, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Miss Hope. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So today for episode 3, we're talking about respect. And so the question is, do you show respect to people who you think doesn't deserve it?
I think I do respect people who don't deserve my respect. I think I am a person that overlooks some stuff. And I try to give people the benefit of the doubt and see the good in people. So I don't be thinking people deserve my respect all the time. But I'm still respectful because, you know, you always want to be a good reflection. And, you know, that's that.
Nah, that's facts. You know, treat others how you want to be treated for at the end of the day.
Exactly, that's how I feel. You don't want nobody to do you dirty, so don't do nobody dirty. And when you're done dirty, you know, peak stuff and move accordingly.
And that's on period. Anyway, Thank you. And actually, since you're the last caller, I'm feeling generous. You know, we got Valentine's coming on this coming up Sunday. So you're actually the lucky, the second lucky caller for today. And so for the award, just, you know, if you got any brand or if you got anything that you want to promote, go ahead.
Yes, Rainer Shine Beauty is my brand. I just recently opened up a hair salon in Dayton Mall, located in Dayton, Ohio, 2700 Miamisburg, Centerville Road, Dayton, Ohio. We are serving our community. We are giving back. We are doing community outreach. We're coming together to feel beautiful. I am recently a graduate of Central State University during this crazy pandemic. And I just want you guys to know that Rain or Shine Beauty is here to serve everyone. And let's build a boss empire and come together and do what we need to do to make this all work.
Period. I'm definitely, I need my dead ends cut. You know, I might have to, you know, I might have to do a little song. Even I got to get this, get this hair growing. So I definitely.
We got you covered. We're also hiring licensed cosmetologists, licensed barbers, estheticians, our local moms, anything to come get these people beautified and make them feel important and make them feel worthy. All of us come together and do that. I got a spot for you to come and create. So let's, you know, come together and do it.
Hey, go to her salon. She gonna hook you up, cause she about to hook me up. Watch, we gonna take some pictures. Say now.
I got you covered. And since you let me, you know, do what I did on Valentine's Day, I got one of my free products that I'm gonna give away. So whatever you set it up, I got you, and we'll do it that way. So we got two Valentine's giveaways.
That's love. That's love. That's love. All right, young queen. Thank you for calling in on the show. You have the good rest of your week, and we'll see her from you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you take care. That is it for the call-in section, y'all. And that is it for the show. Y'all, young kings and young queens, have a great week. Show someone respect. Let's show each other respect. But most importantly, show yourself some respect. Because no matter what, people are going to disrespect you. People are. That's life. You know, do we want to overall have a goal of we all respect each other? Yes. But most importantly, have respect for yourself. Because, again, if you don't have respect for yourself, a lot of people are not going to have respect for you. It's weird that, you know, if we see someone have respect for themselves, you know, we like, okay, you know, I respect you for that. You feel me? Like, it's weird like that, but it happens. But just most importantly, y'all, if no one respects you or if you don't respect anybody else, please, y'all, the first thing, just respect yourself. But yeah, have a great week. I love each and every one of you, and we'll see you next Monday. Shani Shine out. Peace.